Good evening, everyone, and thank you for coming out on this cold night. This is a regular session of the Rome Common Council. The date is January 22nd, 2025, and the time is 7 p.m. Mr. Seal, please call the roll.
Councilor Spurace.
Present.
Councilor Mortis.
Excused.
Councilor Fazio.
Present.
Councilor Smith.
Here.
Councilor Anderson.
Present.
Councilor Dursey.
Excused.
Councilor Spiraglia.
Present.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The invocation will be given by President Nash. Lord, as we begin this session, remind us of the trust placed in us. Strengthen our resolve to act with integrity, fairness, and humility. Let our decisions serve the greater good. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, the meeting is now open to the public. You have the opportunity to appear before the council and present your views concerning city affairs. If you wish to speak, please step up to the back microphone, state your name and address, and limit yourself to 5 minutes. And also, please just sign in on the speaker sheet, as this will help that record. We are ready for our first speaker.
No. I think I'm the only one signed up.
Ann Sullivan, 418 Floyd. I'm asking just tonight regards to the sign that's outside the Colonial Apartments. The sign that's there's two big wooden signs that say, you know, project of the urban rehab, whatever. When I'm wondering when they plan to take that down, since they're everybody's out of there and the job is completed. That sign's been there probably about 8 months. Well, whenever since the last workman left. So just curious about that. And I was just wondering after the storm we had the couple of feet. Why didn't the DPW send out those little sidewalk plows? Because I, for one, live on a corner, and the acreage that runs along Floyd and then up Cottage, I mean, I couldn't tackle that amount of snow. And I was just wondering if before it melts, do you think that's a possibility to get those little plows, those little bobcats, whatever they have, that can clear some of that snow, especially along Floyd, because a lot of people walk there. All right, that's all I've got. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ann. Next speaker, please. No, huh? Sometimes we have last minute people that step up, but doesn't look like it today. Last call, anybody want to speak? Public session is closed. The chair will entertain a motion that the meeting of the minutes of the preceding session be dispensed with and that they be approved.
So moved.
Councilor Smith.
Second.
Councilor Spurace. Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Presentation of petition and communications.
The Rome Historical Society financial report for quarter ended 12/31/24 has been received and filed in the city clerk's office.
Board of City Officials. Commissioner Giuliano.
President Nash, members of the board, and attendees tonight. I just want to take a couple minutes to make a public announcement about our lead copper revision rule program. We have been talking about it for 6 or 7 months. The city sent letters out in November. Before the holidays, so I just want to remind everybody publicly and on the tape portion of the meeting to go back to those letters and pay attention to them and answer as they request so that we can get some information on the materials of these water service lines. Mr. President, I do want to enter these two samples in as exhibits for tonight's meeting so that they can be seen by the public. If people lost their messages, their memos, or or what the case is. Our big push for the 3-year identifying the water service materials is a milestone is going to hit this May of 2025. We need to update at least 800 services. So in that update, we're able to put that percentage into a bipartisan infrastructure law grant application. So we're looking for at least 800 service verifications before May. So the end of May, this application can go in. So I really need to push that we need responses on these requested letters. And there'll be postcards going out. There's going to be future mailings also going out that reiterate this. We have to push the public education hard because the bill for us, the bipartisan infrastructure law grant is there, and it's going to allow us money to replace these lines that do not comply with the copper. Thank you.
Commissioner, you'd like to discuss the sidewalk plows or issue, or if you could just explain that a little bit?
Yes, I'll address both of those concerns from Ms. Sullivan. The project sign has specific dates tied to it that it has to stay on display. That's a private project, so I don't know what that specific funding was from HUD to redo the apartments, the Colonial 1 and 2. So that has to stay in place a specific amount of time. I'm sure the managers at Colonial don't want it there any longer than it needs to be, but there's all the names, and Albany likes to see those names on there for a certain amount of time. But I will follow up with my contacts over there to see when that time is for that to come down. As for the sidewalk plows on Floyd Ave, we do have sidewalk snow blowers on our smaller equipment. Those are geared for city property and the business district, James Street, downtown Dominick Street, and the boulevards. If we were to come over and just hit Cottage Street or Floyd Ave, I'd have to do it for miles, unfortunately. We have several miles of sidewalk, 7 or 8 miles of sidewalk in the city. It's just not feasible. I know the corners, some of the corners were taken out on Floyd Ave because the piles, the banks were high. But for us to come and address a specific sidewalk or an area, it's just not feasible for us to do. I apologize, but that's the raw truth of it.
Thank you, Commissioner.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Report of counselors. Board of committees. Onward to resolutions. Resolution number 17.
Authorizing 3 employees in the Treasurer's Office to attend the New York State Government Finance Officers Association Incorporated Annual Conference.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Fazio. Resolution number 17 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 17 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 17 is carried. Resolution number 18.
Authorizing 3 employees in the Codes Office to attend the Northern Adirondack Code Enforcement Officials Educational Conference.
Move it.
Councilor Second. Councilor Spraya. Resolution number 18 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 18 say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution carries. Resolution number 19.
Authorizing 2 city employees to attend the SUNY Oswego recruitment.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Smith. Resolution number 19 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 19 say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 19 is carried. Resolution number 20.
Resolution determining that the proposed rehabilitation of the KO Industrial Restore Waterfront Project is a type 2 action for purposes of the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act.
Move it.
Councilor Anderson.
Second.
Councilor Fazio. Resolution number 20 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 20 say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 20 is carried. Resolution number 21.
Delegating the authority under General Municipal Law, Section 77B, to the Chief of the City of Rome Police Department.
Councilor Spray.
Second.
Councilor Smith. Resolution number 21 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 21, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 21 is carried. Resolution number 22.
Authorizing the mayor to amend the existing capital project account for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, Disaster Recovery Public Assistance Funds related to disaster 4625, remnants of Tropical Storm Fred, declared on October 8, 2021.
Move it.
Counselor Anderson.
Second.
Counselor Sprayya. Resolution number 22 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 22, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 22 is carried. Resolution number 23.
Authorizing amendment to the Tornado Capital Project Account, HIK, originally established through resolution 164, adopted on December 11, 2024.
Move it.
Counselor Anderson.
Second.
Counselor Sprayya. Resolution number 23 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 23, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 23 is carried. Resolution number 24.
Authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with Oneida County Stop DWI Program, Selective Stop DWI High Visibility Engagement Campaign Patrols, $4,495.
Counselor Sprace. Counselor Fazio. Resolution number 24 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of resolution number 24, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 24 is carried. Ordinances. Ordinance number 9767.
Authorizing mayor of the city of Rome to enter into rehabilitation agreement and approving the sale of a city-owned parcel located at 304 Bell Road for $15,000.
Move it.
Counselor Sprace.
Second.
Counselor Anderson.
Unanimous consent.
Counselor Sprayya.
Second.
Counselor Sprace. Ordinance number 9767 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9767, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9767 is carried. Ordinance number 9768.
Authorizing mayor of the city of Rome to enter into rehabilitation agreement and approving the sale of a city-owned parcel located at 215 North Washington Street for $26,500.
Move it.
Counselor Sprayya.
Second.
Counselor Fazio.
Unanimous consent.
Counselor Anderson.
Second.
Counselor Smith. Ordinance number 9768 has been moved and seconded. Unanimous consent has been moved and seconded. All those in favor of unanimous consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous consent is carried. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of ordinance number 9768, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 9768 is carried. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Counselor Smith.
Second.
Counselor Sprayya. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you all for coming tonight.